From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama vows relentless fight against Islamic State. He declared Thursday that any contention by terrorist groups or Western nations or fighting a war against Islam is an ugly lie. In a wide-ranging speech at a White House-sponsored anti-terrorism summit in Washington, President Obama rejected the idea that mostly Christian and Jewish Western nations are waging a war on Muslims. VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports.
President Barack Obama continued a three-day summit on Thursday, where he called on leaders from 60 countries from around the world to join the fight against violent extremism.
It's not a question of Jews or Christians or Muslims. We're all in the same boat, and we have to help each other to get out of this crisis.
U.S. officials say the goal of the gathering is to come up with strategies based on facts and realities that nations can implement together to end violent extremism. More regional meetings are expected in coming months. Mary Alice Salinas, the State Department.
A top U.S. military official says Iraqi and Kurdish fighters plan to launch an operation in April or May to take back the city of Mosul from Islamic State. The official from U.S. Central Command, who spoke under condition of anonymity, says up to 25,000 Iraqi troops will make up the main attack force. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters would contain Islamic State from the north and west of the city. Britain rejected sending international forces to Libya and lifting an arms embargo on the North African nation a day after an emergency U.N. Security Council session on escalating violence in the country. During an official visit to Algeria Thursday, Britain's Foreign Minister Philip Hammond called for a political solution in neighboring Libya, where militants claiming allegiance to the Islamic State group publicized the killings of 21 Egyptians. This is VOA News. Qatar recalled its ambassador to Egypt for consultations on Thursday in a widening rift over Egyptian airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Libya. Qatar expressed concern about Egypt's decision to respond with unilateral action. Egypt's delegate to the Arab League says Qatar's objection showed that it is supportive of terrorism. Hopes for a tattered Ukrainian ceasefire continue to fade, with reports of fresh fighting near the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. A Kiev military spokesman says pro-Russian separatists, after a victory over Ukrainian forces in Debaltseve, began heavy shelling of a village on the outskirts of Mariupol on Wednesday. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko called for UN peacekeepers to monitor the remains of the ceasefire deal announced last week. Russia argues the presence of peacekeepers would violate terms of the truce agreement. Nigeria's military says it carried out airstrikes Thursday that struck Boko Haram bases in the northeast and killed a large number of militants. The military says the Nigerian Air Force targeted Boko Haram training camps and weapons dumps in the Sambisa Forest and the town of Gwoza to Boko Haram strongholds. There's been no independent confirmation of the military's reports. The World Health Organization is seeking increased investment to tackle 17 neglected tropical diseases that affect more than 1.5 billion people around the world. The WHO says $34 billion will be needed over the next 16 years. Lisa Schlein has details.
Neglected tropical diseases are endemic in 149 countries. Africa is the most heavily affected continent, with around 450 million people afflicted by diseases such as sleeping sickness, guinea worm, schistosomiasis, and leprosy. These and other neglected tropical diseases are a worldwide scourge. They cause blindness, disfigurement, permanent disability, and death. The World Health Organization notes simple, inexpensive solutions are available. It says a yearly treatment of 3 drugs can prevent disability due to several of the diseases. In other cases, specific drugs may be required. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization says anti-Ebola efforts in West Africa are being undermined by unsafe burials and a failure to identify dozens of Ebola cases. Health officials have warned for many months that to stop the Ebola virus from spreading, suspected cases must be isolated and tested, and those killed by Ebola must be buried by workers wearing special protective gear. The WHO says there were 39 unsafe burials in Guinea and 45 in Sierra Leone last week. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.